There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And we have been talking, for the most part, about Muslims and Muslim extremists. And there was a new study that was done, or actually it wasn't a new, well, it kind of was a study of the news that was done by a communications professor at the University of Illinois, Travis Dixon, where he found that Muslims were overrepresented in news shows that deal specifically with breaking news than they actually were to actually be suspects of domestic terrorism, according to the FBI. So 81% of the breaking news stories that dealt with domestic terrorists reported that the suspect was a Muslim, whereas only 6%, according to the FBI, only 6% of domestic terror suspects in the U.S. from 2008 to 2012 actually were Muslim. And we have Jesse calling in from Austin, Texas, and wants to talk about the overrepresentation of Muslims, or actually Muslim representation in the media. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if maybe the reason why they're overrepresented in the media is actually how many of these media companies are owned by Muslims. And I'm guessing probably not very many, so maybe they're just Muslims are underrepresented in general.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily follows that because Fox News and MSNBC and ABC and CBS are not owned by Muslims that they would then automatically portray Muslims to be terrorists.
No, I don't think that either. But if I just noticed Al Jazeera wasn't in the list of things,
right,
the news organization studied.
Right, because the study, Jesse, the study was dealing specifically with American news outlets, not
right,
foreign news outlets.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I bet you're right on.
There's no Muslim-owned companies, as far as I know, that are represented in this study. So maybe that would make a difference.
How do you know, Jesse? Are you just assuming that ABC isn't Muslim-owned? Or?
Well, ABC,
no. we don't really know,
Disney
do we?
Company.
It's owned by Disney, which is a public company that anybody could buy stock in. And
no,
the majority owners of Disney are not Muslim.
Yeah, I don't have any thing to substantiate this. I was just wondering this and maybe just putting that out there if one of you guys want to find out. But that was an idea that occurred to me.
Yeah,
all
interesting
right.
Thought.
Thanks for the call, Jesse. And, Derek, there was something that you had mentioned off air about wanting to dive a little deeper into why even break stories down by race at all.
I don't know. Jog my memory. What was my point?
Something about race, or the concept of race, actually winds up dividing people instead of just looking at one another as humans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, isn't that weird? Like, so this story that you were reporting on, it makes me, like, a little uncomfortable when I hear, like, whites do this and blacks do that. Like, that's just not how I was raised. I was raised in a super liberal environment where you're supposed to be colorblind and everyone's the same, all equal opportunity, and you know, I'm really down with that. But then the more I live my life and read these news stories, it seems to me that the world isn't like that and that it is helpful to split humans into these categories of race. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's just like a cultural thing or humans haven't been on the planet enough to intermingle. I don't know why our races seem to be different, but that seems to be the case.
You do have to admit that when looking for a suspect, it does help to know if the person that robbed you was male or female, tall or short, light skin, dark skin, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So, you know, those things wind up going into crime reports.
Yeah.
That then are, you know, essentially public documents that anybody can look through. And whoever has the time to calculate and determine these sorts of things. And we also know that the drug war winds up harming African Americans a lot more than it harms Caucasians.
Yeah.
That, you know, that there's a disproportionate amount of African Americans in jail for marijuana offenses, for other drug offenses, even though studies show that African Americans and white people use illegal substances at approximately the same rate.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of these things, and some people would say that, you know, that proves the racism inherent in the system. I don't know if that's what it is, or if it has to do with the fact that, for the most part, poorer people are going to wind up being in jail, regardless of race, and more of the poorer people happen to live in inner cities that are disproportionately African American.
Yeah, but it's not the inner city thing. I think the thing about more black people being in prison or being part of the dependent class, this is going out on a reach, is because of the civil rights movement. Like, that sort of set in stone the way that culture was at the time. And I say this, of course, I'm speculating because I'm 25 years old. I wasn't around for the civil rights movement.
Right.
But from what I've read, it sort of froze in time, that dependency. And it's just unfortunate that it seems like the dependent classes, either black or white or no matter what their color, never got to rise out of that because of this welfare state. It created a lot of dependency on
right.
the state.
Right, the supposed war on poverty
that's
actually seen more people in poverty than have gotten out of poverty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that could certainly be part of it.
Well, anyway, I just think it's weird when we talk about race because I was raised to think of people, you know, think of us as colorblind, and then these mainstream reports keep breaking us down by race. I really liked what, Morgan Freeman said about this when he was interviewed, you know, how do we end racism? And he was like, stop talking about it.
Yeah,
that's it. It's like, that's the end of it. It could be over today if you just stop talking about it. And I want to get there. I want to get to that point. So I don't know how we can analyze the world and analyze the news without reference to these things, like skin color and like country of origin. But I'd like to get to that point. Like, and that's the other thing about Muslim extremists. We use that term extremist to differentiate Muslims, the normal people, from Muslims, the ones who use the religion to kill people.
Right.
And there needs to be some other word for that, because I would hope that Muslims, the sane, peaceful ones, would not allow their brothers and sisters to use that term to self-describe. You can't call yourself a Muslim, sir.
Right.
That's what I would want the Muslims to say. Like, you're killing people, and that's wrong.
And we started off by talking somewhat, even though it was sort of tangentially, about the attack in Paris from a couple of days ago. And there was a story from antiwar.com, and I'll pull this up in just a little bit, that shows that there's actually evidence that the attack had more to do with the French foreign policy of intervening in Muslim countries than it did with actually responding to the cartoon. That the cartoon was just sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, but it was the French foreign policy of intervening in foreign countries. So, basically, blowback. It's the same reason that, you know, the quote-unquote, you know, they hate quote-unquote us, because the U.S. military goes around killing people in the name of America, and they're disproportionately killing people that are nominally Muslim. So there's more on that, including your thoughts, if you have any. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts on why are Muslims overrepresented as terror suspects in American media or anything else. Coming up in just a little bit, Danica has a story about some towns that want to ban sledding, apparently. How can you do that? How can you ban sledding? Just because I got a concussion that one time when I was 12 is no reason to ban sledding.
Or because my older brother totally ran into me on purpose at the sled. Let's all ban sledding.
But apparently there are some towns that want to do that. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And there's just a little bit more on the story that somehow we got onto about the Paris killings. I've got a story here from antiwar.com from yesterday written by Jason Ditz. The whole world stood aghast as a pair of gunmen, angered by free speech itself, stormed into a satirical magazine, mowing down cartoonists and writers who they saw as insulting Islam. 12 were killed simply because of caricatures. Lots of people buy that story, just like a lot of people bought the idea that 9/11 was done because they hate us for our freedom. In both cases, the underlying context isn't examined too carefully. The truth of the matter is, France has gotten extremely aggressive militarily in recent years, engaging in multiple military interventions across Africa and the Middle East. The same week of the attack, French officials were beating the war drums in Libya. Blowback is a far more reasonable explanation for the sudden and violent attack in Paris. Charlie Hebdo may have been the convenient target, but many analysts agree that it was French foreign policy that was the real inciter of violence. The deaths of the cartoonist has sparked a beautiful narrative around the inviolability of free speech and the price that must be paid to ensure freedom to future generations. Yet, ultimately, the attacks on offensive cartoonists are less about the cartoonists themselves than they are about the anger and desperation fueled by military intervention abroad. The lesson will be lost on many, of course, as the most convenient explanation is that the worst cases of terrorism are happening for their own sake.
Yeah, well, how do we know? That just sounds like an allegation without evidence. How do they know that?
To some extent, it is, but you can't deny that blowback exists.
Yeah, but there's no evidence that this is a case of blowback.
That there's what would be considered in a court of law circumstantial evidence.
What's the circumstantial evidence that a cartoon headquarters
that
caused
was just
blowback?
The cartoon headquarters was just the convenient target.
Baloney. I don't buy that.
For the blowback.
No.
Caused by the military intervention.
Whose military intervention? France?
The French military intervention.
Then why didn't they go after a government building?
Well, why did the terrorist on September 11th go after the World Trade Center instead of government buildings?
It's my understanding there were some government offices in that building.
Well, yeah, you could make the argument that any large complex...
Yep, it isn't that. I'm saying, look at the difference here. Whoever wrote this article has their own bias, and they're saying, yeah, it's blowback. You know, I'm concerned about blowback, too, but there's no evidence that this story has anything to do with what the French government is doing. This is a religious thing. This is, you drew Muhammad, that's against my religion, I'm going to kill you. There's no, like, oh, and also you're supporting horrible regimes, you're funding militaristic governments in the Middle East. There's none of that.
I would say that it's circumstantial. It's certainly not evidence that would hold up in a court of law. But, you know, there's certainly a case to be made.
Sure. I think it's weak.
Probably. Danica, anything to add on this?
You know, I have to say that they went to the Trade Center because it was, you know, obviously one of the tallest buildings in New York would get a lot of attention for that. You know, the attacks in Paris, probably, you know, probably a religious thing for sure. I mean, it's unfortunate regardless. People just lose their lives over something so silly like that.
Yeah. So tell us about these governments that want to ban sledding.
As we switch it from Islam to sledding, which is a...
As a segue, should I tell the story about how I got a concussion sledding?
Is it funny?
Oh, it's very funny.
Sure.
So,
I'm not amused by your pain. Just, I want to put that out there. I think it's tragic.
Oh, I'm
when
very
my
amused
friends
by
hurt.
All of the, recounting all of the concussion stories.
You've had so many.
The story of how I almost got hit by a train is humorous.
All right.
So the sledding concussion. Growing up in Alabama, there's not a lot of snow, and so when it does snow, there's really only one kid in the neighborhood that has a sled, so everybody goes to his house, and people take turns using the sled. We lived on the top of a hill, and all of the kids in the neighborhood are taking turns going down the back of the hill, not down the front. The front of the hill is where the driveways are. But for some reason, when it was my turn to go on the sled, someone suggested, let's push Daryl down the front yard and see if he can go up the neighbor's driveway across the street.
Oh, of course.
So I was like, okay, sounds fun.
How old were you at this point?
12, maybe.
Okay, so you were still in that, you know, that dumb stage.
Yes, I was definitely in the dumb stage. So I get pushed down the hill, and it's one of these saucer sleds. And it spun around, and as it spun around, it drifted to the left and began going down my next-door neighbor's driveway.
Uh-oh.
There was an 85 GMC pickup parked in the driveway, and everybody starts screaming. I'm going down backwards, so I see them, and I'm thinking, yeah, they're, you know, just excited about I'm going down the hill and having fun.
Oh, no.
And the next thing I know... My head hits the front bumper. I get about halfway up under the truck.
Oh, my God.
And they had to, like, drag me out. And I don't remember anything for, like, 3 days.
Wow.
Next thing I remember, there was no more snow. So that's how Daryl got a concussion sledding. So tell me, why should it be illegal?
Well, now
because of stories like that.
That's basically what the gist is about. But now that Daryl brought up a story about sledding, I want to share just a very brief one. Not that happened to me, but it happened to my sister. Myself, my two brothers, and my sister were all sledding. Our sister went down the hill, and we didn't realize this, but this hill that we were on had a bunch of rocks on it. And so she goes sledding down. All of a sudden, she goes, she hits a rock. I know I'm laughing. This is horrible.
You're horrible. You're a bad sister for
it's
laughing.
It's funny thinking about it now because the way that she went flying off the sled, not what happened next. So she goes flying off the sled, and we're all thinking, oh, what happened? We look over, and she turns around, and her whole face is covered in blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty gruesome. Thankfully, we got her home. She got to the hospital, got stitches. Happy ending.
So when we come back, Danica will tell us why some town governments want to ban sledding because of horrible accidents that happened to Daryl and Danica's sister. And your thoughts. Have you ever gotten seriously hurt sledding? 855-450-FREE.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate the use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about Muslims and terrorism and how, at least in the U.S., I would say on the major news outlets that deal with breaking news, that Muslims are actually overrepresented as domestic terror suspects. We also talked briefly about the situation in Paris. And Danica will tell us in just a moment about the move to ban sledding. But Derek has something important to tell you.
If you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. What is ProXPN? ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. How does that make you feel? Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, though setup is a little different for Linux. Then just connect to the internet and you're protected from all of that. No more prying and spying. One account works for all your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off an annual account. That's almost $5 a month. Though FTL50 will also get you savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, with servers all over the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and, this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless.
So Danica will, in just a moment, tell us about the move to ban sledding. But first, you and your calls. Liberty Phoenix is calling in from the Skype. Liberty Phoenix, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just had a couple quick comments on race that you guys were talking about earlier. I should say the race, because there really is only one race on the planet Earth, and that's the human race.
Yes.
Everything else is culture. You know, all the little different borders and barriers that we create in our minds are just created out of culture. They don't really exist. There's no difference between human beings. Some have more
money. Yes, there is. There is a difference. There are differences. We're all different, thank goodness.
Well, besides, like, fingerprints and stuff, right?
By there's no differences, I mean that as far as, like, dehumanizing. You can't create these barriers between our, you know, each other in our minds, because it will allow us to dehumanize one another, and that has always led to really, really terrible things happening. That's why, like, whenever anybody starts dogging the police or saying how much they hate them or how much they want to kill them, I try and you know, bring them back from that little brink. Like, you know, you don't want to dehumanize the police. They're still humans too. They're victims of a system that has created these imaginary borders in their minds, where they get more powers than other people. It's all culture. It's all created from a culture of law enforcement, or a culture of inner city a thug life, or a culture of high class, you know, East Coast money. That's the only thing that really creates the borders and the races that we perceive. There's no such thing as races. There's only one.
I don't know. I disagree with that. I mean, do you have any evidence for that? You're saying that there's only one race. I mean, poetically, I get your point. Yeah, we're all one race, but there's clearly differences between them. But
those differences are cultural. They're not racial.
What do you mean by that?
You
don't think there are genetic differences between races? I mean, have you seen the NFL, the NBA? Can you not detect there are differences between the races?
There certainly are differences of some skin tones are darker, some are lighter, some people are genetically predisposed to be more athletic, et cetera, but that does not mean that there are different levels of human. We're all humans.
Yeah.
Exactly. Human is the race.
Amen.
It's human. It's not, you know, the black ways.
Yeah, I don't dispute that. I hope it didn't sound like I was saying that's not true. Like, that would sound that would be horrible.
I acknowledge that there's differences between different cultures that have, you know, grown in different parts of the world. And
yeah, but it's not just culture. Don't you think it's genetic as well? I mean, clearly, if we could see differences in our skin, and that's genetic, aren't there differences in other?
I'd say it's epigenetic. I wouldn't say it's genetic. It's epigenetic.
What meaning?
It's not generated from the inside. It's more from the outs, from an external forces that have created that genetic difference.
Oh, come on. Skin color isn't one of those. Skin color isn't epigenetic. It's clearly genetic. So you don't think there are other qualities that are different between the races that are just genetic?
The people that have darker skin generally tend to live closer to the equator. I've never seen any dark-skinned Eskimos.
True.
So that's external factors, right, you know, create those genetics.
But that would really only place a difference in where they live, not necessarily in anything
hold
else.
On. Let me sort of try and be the bridge between these two sort of conflicting thought patterns. Yeah, that, you know, the people with darker skin do tend to live closer to the equator.
The equator.
People with lighter skin and blonde hair generally tend to live in the Scandinavia region. And because of hundreds of years of, you know, basically different genetic breeding, inbreeding, there are going to be some other differences that wind up happening. And, you know, that does not make one group of people more human or less human. It just means that the genes have been sort of specialized for certain things.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say if we have to give it any type of label, give it a breed. There's different types of breeds of dogs. Dogs are a race, I guess.
A breed of human. Okay.
Breed of human.
Okay.
So it's okay to be breedists. If you want to stay with your breed and not interact with other people, that's fine. You can be a breedist.
Liberty Phoenix, can I...
That sounds really
weird.
Can
I make a suggestion that you use the word ethnicity instead of breed? Because saying that there are different breeds of human, it sort of seems to take the humanity out of human.
Yeah, it really feels weird being called a breed.
I guess that does humanize.
Yeah.
Human.
I think, you know, I agree with the point that, you know, there's only one race and it's the human race, but there are certainly different ethnicities, and, you know, hopefully within, you know, I know it's not going to happen within my lifetime, but, you know, hopefully within a couple hundred years, those ethnicities sort of start to, you know, fade away as there's more of sort of a globalization of humanity and this intermingling of the various ethnicities.
Well, I think that's what could actually help solve it, is the more intermingling, the more cooperation and, you know, more market interactions that all the people on the earth have, the more understanding that we'll all have of each other's different cultures, and then the more accepting we'll be. We won't have to judge people based on superficial cultural identity, you know, factors or whatever. Like if I'm wearing a hoodie and sagging, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a CEO of a company.
Yes, it does.
No,
unless the company is Sean Puffy Daddy Combs' company.
No,
it was Puffy Daddy.
Right? Yeah, Puffy wears a suit. Example is ridiculous. CEOs don't wear hoodies and sag their pants.
He's got you on that. Liberty Phoenix, thanks for the call. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the toll free call in line where you can call in, talk about what's on your mind. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Danica is finally going to get around to telling us about some towns that want to ban sledding.
Oh, the horror.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, the article is from LibertyBritskrieg.com. A winter wonderland of fear. Cities across the U.S. move to ban unregulated sledding. So this moves along the same lines of airport security lines, keeping your shoes off, preventing parents from having their kids walk a few blocks to school alone. So it's just another one of those movements, I suspect. But it's winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, which means that countless hordes of children and their parents are excited to engage in that timeless pursuit of a youthful seasonal pleasure, sledding. Many of us who grew up in colder climates have gone sledding at least once or twice. Yeah, it can be dangerous at times, but so are many of the other activities young, rambunctious kids partake in.
That's like kind of the point. It's the fun of rushing down this mountain. You might get hurt. Somebody else might get hurt.
And you know what?
Hold on. Walking outside in the snow, you might get hurt.
You might slip on the ice because someone forgot to put some salt on there. Ooh,
yeah, but
big deal.
But you don't have to go sledding to get to work. Like, you have to go outside to get to work and do your life. But, like, sledding is a frivolous activity that just involves some danger. But it's fun to be dangerous sometimes.
Right, but my point is everything is dangerous. Life is dangerous.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm cutting in too early. What's the rest of this?
Well, I mean, if you want to stay cooped up all winter, you certainly can, but where's the fun in that? You got to go outside and, you know, live a little bit. So, the Associated Press reported earlier this week from Des Moines, Iowa, anyone who has grown up around snow knows that part of the fun of sledding is the risk of soaring off a jump or careening around a tree. But faced with a potential bill from sledding injuries, some cities have opted to close hills rather than risk large liability claims.
Hmm. Okay, hold on. So this sounds more like they're just trying to prevent people from sledding on government property. They're not going to prevent people from sledding completely.
No, I heard something different here, Daryl. I heard that their socialistic system of taking care of people when they show up at the emergency room is what's causing the pressure to stop
Perhaps
sledding.
Perhaps there have been too many complaints that, oh, there's too many people coming in here for injuries, and it's costing, you know, everyone's insurance and all these crazy bills to go up.
Okay. It's a problem of socialism, not a problem of freedom.
Right. Right. What I was thinking was more akin to people sledding on government property, getting hurt, and then suing the city.
It sounds like great activism.
Okay, in Dubuque,
I'm joking.
In Dubuque, Iowa, the city council is moving forward with a plan to ban sledding in all but two of its 50 parks.
Okay.
So it sounds like that they want babysitters.
Okay,
those
but
parks.
It's still, they want to shut it down on government property, not on private.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Maybe they should have, like, crossing guards, or what do they have, lifeguards at pools? They should have government-sponsored lifeguards for sledding.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. We have all kinds of parks that have hills on them, says Marie Ware, Dubuque's Legislative Services Manager. We can't manage the risk at all those places. In Omaha, the city banned sledding at a popular hill as a test one winter after losing a lawsuit, but decided to allow it again after most people ignored the restriction.
Good.
Yeah, good for that. It is impractical, Assistant City Attorney Tom said. People wouldn't abide by the ban. Instead, the city has posted signs warning of sledding risks, and workers at the site of the failed ban put pads around posts and hay bales around trees.
Yeah, because people just wouldn't know that sledding is dangerous. That's like one of those, like, caution, coffee is hot. Like, okay, thanks, Mr. Obvious.
Like, yeah. Okay, well, that's something you just, you know of, and, you know, before you know it, something is going to come whacking in your face that reminds you.
Yeah. So we will pick up the sledding ban discussion here in just a bit, but back to the phone calls. Terry calling from Nashua, New Hampshire, listening to WSMN. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
No, it is Terry, as in Como.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not much. In reference to that last call before you had that station break, right?
Yes. Yep.
We are one race. Yes, it's we are human. But because of wherever we are here in New England, we're here in New Hampshire. Me and you, you are, what, about 60 miles away from me. It's all good. In King, we had 5 below 0, so maybe our biology was changed in a way so that we can deal with the 5 below and then going to 100 degrees in the summertime where people on the equator, but we are all the same.
Makes sense.
Right. So, yeah, you know, there certainly are some genetic differences, and I don't think that anybody is denying that. But even though there are genetic differences, we're all still equally human.
I would agree. I mean, we're all going to be unique in our own different way, which is, you know, woo, exciting. But, I mean, we're still human. I mean, I, you know, am no more or less a human than you are, Daryl, or even you, Derek. I mean, I don't consider myself any higher or below you guys as far as status is concerned.
No. I still bleed red, and these people on the other side of the rock that we call the earth is they're killing people in the name of, and then they can go and have forever lasting life because I kill you because you don't believe in what I say. It's, I don't understand that part of the physiology. You know, their brain is really, they're brainwashed. It's, too many people are dying because of something, and we don't have to. It's all good. It's, we all bleed red. It's, we were all born from our mothers. It's
all right.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Perry. So, Danica, let's get back to the sled ban thing that's going on.
Sure, absolutely. So there have been courts in Nebraska that have decided cities must protect people, even if they make poor choices. So it says here, the above seems like a bit more reasonable response than an outright ban. Most people realize that cities must restrict potentially dangerous activities to protect people and guard against costly lawsuits, says Kenneth Bond, a New York lawyer who embraces local government. In the past, people might have embraced a Wild West philosophy of individuals being solely responsible for their actions, but now they must expect government to prevent dangers whenever possible.
Yeah, it sounds definitely like there's the sort of nanny state sort of thought behind this of, we have to protect you from you, because you might do something that winds up harming you, and therefore we must protect you from yourself.
I don't see why there's such a problem with putting warning signs. Warning, the snow may cause you to slip and fall.
That's common knowledge, or at least it should be common knowledge, just like coffee is hot should be common knowledge for anyone over, oh, I don't know, say 5 years old. Like, if you're ordering coffee, you know it's hot.
How many cities have already banned sledding, Danica?
Right now, they're really focusing on a couple of the cities here in the Midwest. So they've talked about Omaha, shutting down a couple of the parks, and Dubuque, Iowa as well. So Dubuque, Iowa has banned sledding from all but two of its 50 parks. So I guess they only have the resources to babysit two parks.
Hmm. Yeah, and again, it sounds to me as though they're only preventing the sledding on the government property. It's not an all-out ban on sledding. So if you have property and you want your kids to go sledding down your front hill, there's not going to be the sledding police that come and arrest you and your kids for sledding on your private property.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, I was a little confused about that. Thanks for clearing that up.
But there's not really a whole lot of, I guess it really depends on the housing, but there's not really a lot of fun and excitement in sledding in your own yard. I mean, granted, yes,
depends on the yard.
Again, I agree. Every yard is different, but the majority of the fun comes from going to a park where there are going to be lots of hills, where there are going to be a good amount of space of people to go and have fun together.
I don't know about you guys, but we went to a private hill when I grew up. We had a neighbor who had a huge backyard and had a big hill that went down, and all of the neighbor people, even random people from other towns, would come by for this huge property, and the little old lady who lived there would let anyone basically sled there. It was a huge legal liability for her. I mean, could you imagine? People could have gotten hurt, they could have sued, but that never happened, at least not to this day. She's in her like her 90s or something, still allows it,
yeah.
And that's what could be the solution for these people.
Yeah, and where I grew up, again, Birmingham, Alabama, you don't get snow a lot, so when it does snow, all of the roads are closed, nobody's driving anywhere, you can only go sledding where you can walk, and that was, pretty much in the yard that where my house was and the next door neighbors, because we were at the top of a hill.
Get to know your neighbors, and sledding can't be banned.
Yeah. 855-453. Call in hour three next.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.